Welcome to the URJ's Parenting Podcast. This is Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm continuing my conversation with Adele Faber, internationally renowned expert on parent-child communication, who along with her co-author Elaine Maeslisch has written the best-selling award-winning books, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk, and Siblings Without Rivalry, among many others. In this segment, we talk about timeouts and when they do and don't work. What's going on today as far as parenting and parenting trends that either encourages you or really discourages you?
Well, the worst part that I see is the little behavioral methods that are being used. You know, you get so many gold stars if you do this, and then at the end of the week we take you out for a special treat if you'll clean your room so many days. I mean, the whole thing is so manipulative. And, you know, the little rewards and the little punishments and the loss of privileges. And the whole thing is so distressing to me. That's no way to, you know, have relationships or no way to teach your kids to have relationships. And parents are thrilled because, hey, it worked. You know, and for a moment there, you know, it does work. If I were to tell you, Wendy, that I would give you $1 million for running around the block naked in the night, I mean, you might say, oh, okay. but I would not encourage you to do that.
Mm-hmm. So no timeout, huh?
I'm not a fan of timeouts. No. I mean, all of the methods need to stand this test. How would I like it if this were done to me? How would you like it if your husband came to you and you said, gee, I'd really like it if you'd repair the, you know, that light over the sink is, you know, flickering. He said, that's it. I've heard enough. And I think you'd better go to your room right now because you're really irritating me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would not encourage loving relationships. But if he said, honey, it's just so hard for me to listen to this now. You know, I need some time to myself. I'm going to take a time out. I mean, right. You could tolerate it. But what happens?
Yeah, sometimes I do that. I've realized, well, maybe I'm the one who needs a time out.
Yeah,
and I say, I'm going to walk away. I'll come back and talk about this later.
You know, but that's wonderful, Wendy, because what I'm hearing is that you're in touch with yourself and you know your own capacity for being welcoming with feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well, it does actually seem to have a bigger impact on my kid than when I try to put him in a timeout where it just becomes a contest now. Oh, can I get out of timeout? Is she going to put me back in timeout?
Oh, please.
If I walk away, it's like, what's going on here? Could you come back?
Yeah,
what did I do that made you need to walk away, you know? So,
I need a timeout. I need to, you know, I'm getting upset, and I just need, I need some quiet, I need to look through a magazine, I need a cup of tea, and I just need to take some time for myself. Then when I come out, I'm going to be a nice, responsive, wonderful parent again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. Let us know what you think and find more parenting resources at urj.org/parents.